My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Freezes just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, like a little kid, and I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Speaking of going to the bathroom in places where one shouldn't, great. Great call on Elton John this morning, Shime.
Thank
appreciate
you, Greg.
That. That enraged Courtney, if I remember, that story about Elton in the bottle.
Well, and now there's copycat criminals who are doing the same thing.
Yes. Just wieners are popping out everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a crime to bring out your penis in the middle of a store.
Correct.
I mean, Courtney deserves to be dragged at times as I do, but this is a totally logical take.
Yeah.
Why would you ever want to walk into a store and see some guy peeing in a Powerade
and
bottle?
I don't care if it's Elton John.
Even if it was Sir Elton John, though?
I don't care if it's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wiggy is off today. Getting in yet another flex day as summer comes to an end. And I understand that. I mean, we get very busy when football season officially arrives. We will be 1 week from today, believe it or not, the very first Mayo Monday on this show from Gillette Stadium. So we're getting there, Curtis.
I can't wait for
football season.
But it's this duality. One is so great. Where it's paradoxical. You have the start of the football season, which we all love the most, with all due respect to other seasons. Nothing's better than a football Monday with Boomer and Mayo this year, and we got all the great guests. The weeks fly by.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays, we have Bill O'Brien, who is going to take Boston College to a national championship before you know it.
Bill O'Brien's going to be on this show every week of the football season, I believe. Andy's joining us during the Jimmy Fund radio telethon, I think on Wednesday morning, right?
And we have a lot of people that complain that we don't give giveaways early in the show. We rarely have interviews early in the show, but Bill O'Brien will, I believe, be a little before 7 every week. So
awesome.
So the greatness of football paired with the demise of summer.
Yeah.
And so it's even just driving in, everything's darker, and you're starting to feel it.
Yeah.
But I have to say, top 5 summer in my lifetime weather-wise in Boston.
Mm. Yeah, well, you would know.
Yeah.
You are the official weather smoke. You have extensive weather records.
I have.
I believe.
I keep them all digitized.
Right, well, they're somewhere in the cloud above us, as the vice president would refer to it. All right. Do you want to get to They Said It? Let's do that.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Sean. A lot was said over the weekend, and here is some of it up for discussion during They Said It. Where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, you mentioned already earlier in the show, and we've kind of talked about it a lot, that there's this notion across the NFL that guys don't want to come to New England because it's a mess, or they're unsure about the new coaching, mm-hmm. or just there's a lot of question marks in New England. Well, Jerod Mayo was asked about that, you know, following the rumors about Brandon Ayuk, and this was his response yesterday.
Look, we're always trying to get better. I think Ayuk's still in San Fran right now, and some other teams, he didn't go to some other teams as well. What I will say is, look, when we start to win games, guys will want to come here. When we start to establish the culture, establish the roster, I think guys will be excited to come back.
Okay. When will that be? I mean, it's like a chicken egg kind of thing. I think you need some big money talent when it comes to weapons in order to start winning games. So I the culture part, I mean, the culture for the last 20 years was winning Super Bowls. That was the culture. So but maybe the new player needs a new kind of culture, and Jerod Mayo is just the kind of guy to do that.
But isn't part and parcel with a new culture is maintaining the rule that everything is earned, that if you want to be the starting left tackle, you earn it. You know, David Andrews doesn't just wake up and become the starting center. So why are they handling the most important position without a competition? Which, it just seems so silly to me. Like, if you think Drake May can be ruined by having a legitimate quarterback battle that he may not win, then why are you using a third pick on him anyway?
Give him more credit. Like, give him more credit. If you're going to take him with that pick overall, then he should be able to handle the stressors that come along with it. And I think he can.
I agree.
I don't think he looked rattled during the preseason game. I thought he looked like mentally he was ready for that.
I think there is a competition. I mean, I don't know.
Seem very fair.
But Mike Reese seems to be indicating when you read that piece that they're going to bring him along the way. And Shime, you would know more about this than I. But the way they brought C.J. Stroud along last season,
which doesn't make sense to me, because we saw him play in the preseason game against the New England Patriots, and he looked horrendous.
Right.
Like he started week one of the NFL regular season. It's not like he sat for 4 weeks. So like that, there is a clear misconception there on how C.J. Stroud was brought along. I don't think it was this real slow process where he came in 6 weeks into the NFL season.
And
started
I feel like, Shime, you might agree with me on this. The collaboration is another way of saying Jerod Mayo doesn't have final say. And so,
So who do you think does?
I think it's Elliot Wolf. I mean, it's
okay.
And the reason why.
So you believe this might be a Wolf thing?
Yeah, well, because how else does it make sense, Shime, right? So you have Elliot Wolf drafts him third overall.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. That's why I'm curious.
I'm saying, so he drafts him third overall. And if he stinks early on, that's not on Jerod Mayo. That's not on Alex Van Pelt, really. Maybe slightly. It's really on Elliot Wolf, especially if other quarterbacks are performing better.
I think you make a really good point, too, because, like, Mayo was destined for this position. Kraft handpicked him. He knew ahead of time that Mayo was going to have this job. So even if Mayo struggles a little bit in the beginning, he'll keep his job. Whereas Elliot Wolf needs to have some sort of building blocks clearly identified and some success moving forward. Otherwise, his job could be, he could lose his job immediately. Like he was, they hemmed and hawed before they made him the actual like GM or whatever his official title is.
But it was the absolute right way to bring C.J. Stroud along.
Whatever they did, yeah, but they also had Bobby Slowick, who came from the Kyle Shanahan tree, and that's that way of doing things is a lot different than what Alex Van Pelt is doing, I believe. So I'm curious to see how this goes. But C.J. Stroud, you're right, has had excellent success. Already looks like he's ready to go for season number two. Tank Dell looks healthy. That team's going to be a wagon.
So you may get, you know, you have joint practices with the Eagles starting tomorrow. You've got the preseason game Thursday, and then you have one other preseason game. You may see minimal Drake May, And then week one, he's your starter.
I feel like that puts him at a disadvantage, though, doesn't it?
Did it put C.J. Stroud at a disadvantage?
No.
No?
I guess not, but I think they also limited the first 4 weeks of the regular season. If you go back and like look at C.J. Stroud, they didn't put him in a lot of bad situations. Like, he didn't throw an interception until, I want to say, week four or week five, because they weren't... He was taking sacks, he was throwing the ball away, he was kind of still learning, and I don't necessarily know that that's exactly the right way to do it. See, I think C.J. Stroud is just really, really talented.
978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. You can text us anytime. Thank you when you do. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Says, I think they're scared of making a Mac Jones mistake.
What?
They didn't make a Mac Jones
mistake. They made the playoffs.
His rookie year, he made the playoffs. It was afterward that Bill screwed that up. And Mac played a role in it, too.
Like, we should not treat every quarterback differently because of what happened with Mac Jones.
Right.
Like, Mac Jones it should be treated in a different bucket than any other guy that's given the opportunity to play in the NFL. I think that that's become such a soft way to look at it.
I agree. And the other thing that's just so frustrating is what is most concerning about their approach with Drake May, for me, is that they are not building a team to win. They're trying to mitigate how bad they look. So, in other words, they're trying to get Brissett ready so that they have a run-heavy offense. Brissett throws limited. He's not going to embarrass himself for the team. They'll lose respectively. They're worried that Drake May gets in and looks awful, which would likely happen.
And then that destroys him mentally?
It destroys the people that picked him. It's people covering their own ass, which is like, we don't want to look bad. We knew how bad the offense looked last year. We're going to try and make it look like a better functioning
The number
system.
One job in the NFL is always maintain the job. Amen. That's it.
This is Tim from Long Meadow. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you guys? I just got a quick question. Does this have maybe nothing to do with Elliott Wolf? Elliott Wolf definitely, but C.J. Stroud or with Drake May, and everything to do with the offensive line? Is somebody somewhere with half a brain saying, whoever we put back there is going to get killed? No offensive line, no weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a good point, Tim, but the person that's behind not starting Drake May was also the person that could have improved the offensive line.
Yeah.
They're sitting there with $50 million of cap space, if you believe in that. They have plenty of money.
But maybe they can't, back to what started this whole thing, maybe they can't get a legit big money free agent offensive lineman to come to New England.
But then you just need to overpay for a guy. Like, even if he's slightly above average, you just need to overpay and pay him like he's really good.
They were willing to overpay for Ayuk.
Yeah, but clearly Ayuk...
He didn't want to come here.
Well, clearly Ayuk only wants to be in San Francisco, Greg, because Cleveland also had a deal in place. They gave him a good contract, and he said, no, I don't want to go there. And now he's talking to San Francisco again.
Yeah.
Like, clearly he just wanted to stay. I think there's... People complain about the offensive line, but if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, Drake May has to go in there anyway. So what are you thinking?
Same thing's going on right now with CeeDee Lamb, where everybody is suggesting if you're willing to overpay him and you're willing to give something up and you're New England, you can get him.
Yeah, I would be calling Jerry Jones yesterday. Absolutely, you should be calling. I don't know that Dallas is willing to make the move at this time because they're trying to win a Super Bowl as fast as possible, and trading arguably the best receiver in football would not help that.
And I would also say that getting it...
Well, they're at a point where their quarterback is calling the owner out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the owner's had to talk about it now twice. He said, yeah, we're not all that concerned, and then had to clarify his statements and said, yeah, we miss CeeDee Lamb, but it's, you know, not a priority to sign him to a contract right this second.
And I would say that acquiring a tackle is a lot different than a wide receiver in terms of a wide receiver relies upon a good quarterback and is going to be more high maintenance than a tackle. I think by and large, maybe Wiggy would correct me on this, offensive linemen are a little bit less selective about where they play. It's all about how much they get.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, next, Greg, let's shift gears a little bit here. This is Trae Young and Paul George, who were, I'll use the word flabbergasted, by Jason Tatum getting a DNP, more or less, at times in the Olympics. Here was Trae Young and Paul George.
You know what I'm saying? But we just got to sacrifice to win these games and go.
But JT can't be one of them.
But JT, I don't understand that. But
how is JT the odd man? No, that's what I don't understand.
First team All-NBA, maybe?
He had to have been.
I think he was first team All-NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, who isn't flummoxed by it? It doesn't make any sense unless Steve Kerr has some sort of a personal gripe against him. Which, I don't know, they ran the score up. I mean, is he that kind of guy that, I mean, it's the Olympics. Like, did he want to give, when you look at the older guys, Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, did he want to give them their flowers now because he thinks that Jason Tatum is going to play in 2028? And so there's no legitimate explanation for it.
Like but you can do that with LeBron and Steph and Kevin Durant, but also still play Jason Tatum. He doesn't have to just be a non-factor just because you want to play the older guys and give them a chance in their final Olympics.
I would say the best case scenario, and I hope I'm reading into it accurately, Wick did not tell us who they're opening against. Yeah. I theorized after, because he brought up the Steve Kerr situation when discussing his excitement for opening night, which I think we find out next week. Please let it be Warriors Celtics.
Yeah, it would be great.
I want them to win by 50 again.
Phenomenal. It would be great.
I mean, I don't even think you could. Maybe they do a Christmas. That would be the other one. But I feel like opening night, there would be such a great buzz build up for that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Will the Fenway Sports Group own the Celtics at that point?
Ugh.
I pray no. I mean, I guess.
Why were they out on it? And now the reports are that they are in on it. Like, what happened in the last couple of weeks? Because we were speculating that maybe they'd be in. Then we were told Fenway Sports Group was not going to make a run to buy the Celtics. And now it's like, oh, could LeBron own the Celtics? It's like, what happened?
Sorry, Greg. We love Wick. He was spectacular Friday, and he's been great at the job he holds.
I love what's the word I'm looking for? We didn't pay enough attention to the story he told about Joe Mazzulla denting the trophy.
Yeah.
I know. I thought about that
and
after.
How it happened. But yes, anyway, yeah, he was great.
He was awesome Friday. If you missed it Friday or maybe off on vacation, go check it out at our app on the Odyssey app. But he said, we talked, you and I, about would he be impacted by who he sells the team to?
Yeah.
And you said, you know, he just has to do what's right by his shareholders, and you might be right. But if he sells it to John Henry, there will be a backlash.
Yeah.
I believe, I mean, and not like a history-altering, legacy-changing backlash, but there is going to be people enraged. They're already enraged that he's even vying, that Henry is vying for the team.
Yeah.
He would own the globe and own half the professional teams in town.
Yeah.
And half the real estate around Fenway Park. Or all of the real estate around Fenway Park. Yeah. I mean, it would be Ken's only defense of it, because Ken is contractually obligated to defend the Red Sox.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Was that
it's a local guy?
He said that they would definitely build a good arena because John Henry's done such a good job with Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, you have been against the outside like billionaires coming in and swooping in and buying the Celtics.
Yeah.
Would you also put John Henry in that category as a guy you wouldn't want to buy the Celtics? Like, because he's technically a local guy, seeing as he owns the team locally already.
I think they're spread too thin. They have so much going on. How can you focus? I want somebody who is an owner. I would love somebody local. I always advocate for Rob Hill just because, and you'll get to hear him as you always do tomorrow, kicking off the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. just whether it's Rob Hale or somebody who's local who has an interest, who understands the city of Boston. If not that, then a billionaire who has only one sports franchise and then is going to focus on that one sports franchise. That's my...
So you want investment, not just with money, but with actual time and effort, like the sweat equity.
Well, yes. I just think that, I know I'm a child when it comes to this, but I think it's a public trust when you own one of these teams in this town. And I just, it would be so antithetical to how John Henry runs the Red Sox for him to be purchasing the Celtics, who are way over the luxury tax threshold in the NBA,
right,
that are full of high-priced superstar players.
Mm.
Like, all I can envision is him buying the team and then shredding payroll.
Anything else, Shine?
No, we can hit the break. Okay. I know we're up against it.
Okay, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Courtney has the news coming up on a day that Wiggy has flexed. He's getting up there. Who's the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to flex days?
Probably me.
Shime's there too.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I've taken like four.
Yeah, no, I think I'm up there.
Shime took some flex days.
I think
home
Curtis is winning though. I couldn't tell you the last time Curtis took a day off.
Yeah.
I took the James's birthday. I'm gonna work through next week through Thursday, and then I'm off until post Labor Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, taking some time.
Jeez, that is an aggressive vacation. What is that, like 6 days?
6 days.
Are you going away?
No, just laying low.
I don't think I've taken 6 days at once.
What are you talking about? You just did like a week in Nantucket.
Plus a Friday.
With my children. Is a man not allowed to vacation with his children who he never sees?
Hey, we all deserve days off. And Curtis, I hope you have a great time having the days off. I decide to take, you know, a day here, a day there. So I think it seems like I'm taking more time. I just don't take a lump sum.
Yep, I got 2 days Saturdays next week. So,
really?
Yep, I will be out Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Oh, anything special planned?
I may be heading down the Cape for a couple days.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Going to get some saltwater taffy while you're there?
I may have to.
Oh, you know. Okay, excellent. Are you going to have, do you have cheat days on your vacation?
Greg, you know, everything's okay in moderation as long as you're managing it properly.
You're in the maintenance phase.
I will say this, Shime. I looked at Greg last night in that photo with KR.
With Karen Reed.
And Courtney. Uh-huh. Courtney was a star. Yeah, but
always.
Greg, you looked svelte.
Thank you, Curtis.
I was like, wait, is that Fabio?
I haven't announced it yet, but I'm coming at Shime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You trying to lose more than me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna start that photo.
Yeah. As soon as summer is over. When are we going to talk about...
Look like you've been working out, Greg.
When are we going to talk about the dinner?
I'm ready when you are.
Maybe 8:20?
Sure.
It was stunning. The entire thing was just start to finish was...
And I don't want to speak for you. I was nervous going into it.
I know you were. You had a lot of anxiety.
Well, it just felt, I was like, I don't know, I don't want to overstep. I didn't know what the parameters would be, if she was going to show up with a lawyer or have a sign as an NDA. Like, I had no idea what I was walking into.
It was extraordinary.
Wide open.
Extraordinary.
So, there was one person or thing that was stressed that we can get to later, I heard about during a break during the dinner, that may not have actually even been at the dinner. There was stressful behavior at your apartment.
Big stressor during our time at the dinner about how long Greg and Lindsay had left Bullet at Home Alone.
Oh, God. You're lucky, or maybe you probably wish Wiggy was here.
Yes.
When I get to what happened with Bullet. I love Bullet. I love Bullet.
Uh-oh. But,
all right,
can you not leave him at home for a long period of time?
He eats things.
Do you not have a crate?
No, I don't put a dog in a crate. What kind of a person are you?
Well, when a dog eats things, you utilize a crate so that it doesn't eat things.
Harry loves his crate.
What are you like, Caesar Romero?
That's how you train a dog, yeah. Greg.
Shime.
Henry doesn't need a crate because Henry doesn't eat things.
I refused to take a dog that was near death in a kill shelter in Georgia and put them in a crate.
Fair. I get that.
You absolute savage.
Well, Pudge puts me in a crate.
we'll take a... You are getting right on my nerve.
What?
This morning.
You're just making
you
a
have,
suggestion.
You have deemed yourself to be an expert on everything with regard to how others should act.
All I know is
I don't like the tone of your voice.
I hate judgmental.
All I know
people.
Is Saturday, Lauren and I were very busy. Henry at home alone for 7 hours by himself. Came
what?
Home. House
what?
Was perfectly
wow.
fine. Yeah. Greg, what do you think people did when they went
why
to work?
Why do you have a dog if you're going to leave him at home for 7 hours?
Should have ever had dogs ever in existence when they went to work for a day and 8 hours and went to the office?
So you guys can be selfish and satisfy, like be flitting all over the New England area.
It was one day.
7 hours?
7 hours.
That is cruel.
Henry is a good boy.
He's a great boy.
I got to tell you something.
That is a douche move. I love you, Sean.
What?
I've never left Pudge for more than like 3 hours.
Did you? Well, yeah, but you work a job where you work 20 minutes away.
Pudge is old. I've had him for a long time.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, even when you were years ago, like, when.
But yesterday wasn't a work day for you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying in general, like, 7 hours is no longer than a work day. So what were people supposed to do with their dogs when they went to work?
They have time when it comes to the middle of the day to walk them.
We will continue this debate.
What?
This is spiraling.
He was fine.
We'll continue it later. We'll get to Courtney in the news next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.